Hello, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're in one of my favorite chapters today, Isaiah 53 in the New English Translation, and this is what it says. Who would have believed what we just heard? When was the Lord's power revealed through him? He sprouted up like a twig before God, like a root out of parched soil. He had no stately form or majesty that might catch our attention. No special appearance that we should want to follow him. He was despised and rejected by people, one who experienced pain and was acquainted with illness. People hid their faces from him. He was despised and we considered him insignificant. But he lifted up our illnesses. He carried our pain. Even though we thought he was being punished, attacked by God, and afflicted for something he had done, he was wounded because of our rebellious deeds. Crushed because of our sins, he endured punishment that made us well. Because of his wounds, we have been healed. All of us have wandered off like sheep. Each of us have strayed off on his own path. But the Lord has caused the sin of all of us to attack him. He was treated harshly and afflicted, but he did not even open his mouth. Like a lamb led to the slaughtering block, like a sheep silent before her shearers, he did not even open his mouth. He was led away after an unjust trial, but who even cared? Indeed, he was cut off from the land of the living because of the rebellion of his own people. He was wounded. They intended to bury him with criminals, but he ended up in a rich man's tomb, because he had committed no violent deeds, nor had he spoken deceitfully. Though the Lord desired to crush him and make him ill, once restitution is made, he will see descendants and enjoy long life, and the Lord's purpose will be accomplished through him. Having suffered, he will reflect on his work. He will be satisfied when he understands what he has done. My servant will acquit many, for he carried their sins. So I will assign him a portion with the multitudes. He will divide the spoils of victory with the powerful, because he willingly submitted to death and was numbered with the rebels when he lifted up the sin of many and intervened on the behalf of the rebels. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, this is such a beautiful prophetic word about what you've done for us. And I stand here as I'm praying, because I'm standing when I pray. I stand here amazed and humbled and grateful. And I just love you so much, Jesus, for taking on my rebellion and all of my wicked deeds and my sins, which are great, and carrying them and being punished, not only just carrying them, but being punished for them. You took the punishment that I deserved. And you did not retaliate when you were being crucified. You kept quiet. You were not violent. You didn't fight back. Lord, and why did you do that? It's because you loved us. You loved us and you saw forward past the cross, knowing that the ransom would be paid for all of us who know you. And because of that, we are so, so grateful. Lord, I also love this line. He was despised and we considered him insignificant. People overlooked you, Jesus. And so for those of us who have ever felt that way, that is also great news, because you understand what it's like to feel insignificant. You had illness. You were rejected by others. People hid their faces from you. You were despised. Lord, you had all this experience of human pain so that we could relate to you and so that you could have empathy for us and our weaknesses. Lord, I just thank you today for carrying our pain. And I pray for those listening today who are carrying a lot of pain. And I thank you so much that you will carry that pain. And so we lift it up to you, all sorts of pain, physical pain, emotional pain, worry pain, pain about other people, pain in relationships, pain in worry about the future, pain in finances, pain in worrying about our homes, pain in divorce, pain in friends and family members who have gone astray, pain in folks we know who have walked through suicide. There's so much pain on this earth, Lord, and we need you to carry it. Would you take it as our offering? We don't have much to offer, and it seems kind of small and weird to offer you our pain, but you promise that you carry our pain, and so we give it to you as an offering. Lord, thank you for being wounded for us because of our rebellious deeds, crushed because of our sins, enduring punishment that made us well. Because of your wounds, we are healed. Our soul is healed. We have joy. We have all wandered like sheep. We've strayed off our own path. Please forgive us, Lord. But we thank you that you caused the sin of all to attack you. Lord, thank you for enduring harsh treatment. Thank you for being afflicted. Thank you for being quiet. Thank you for enduring the unjust trial. Thank you for experiencing death, being cut off from the land of the living for our sake, because of our rebellion. You were wounded for us. Lord, you were treated as a criminal, though you were the most innocent of all. I just thank you for the specificity of the scripture about being in a rich man's tomb and just all the ways, Jesus, that you accomplished the prophetic words about you. It makes me love you more and it increases my faith. Lord, thank you for suffering and completing your work. Thank you that you uttered those very same words in the Gospels, that you have completed the work the Father gave you to do. All of that is so beautifully reflected through this book of Isaiah. You are the fulfillment of prophecy. You are the chosen one, the Messiah, the one who redeems, the Son of Man. And we love you and praise you for that. Lord, thank you. We are the fruit of what you have done, and help us to live in joy, and may our lives be full of surrender and obedience because of what you've done. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I'm grateful, and I'm really, really grateful for Jesus. I can't say enough good things about him. He has rescued me from so much, and I know, and I know, and I know he will rescue and heal you as well.